Jack Meyer, Northwest and Amthor of Brockport, getting a district championship, back-to-back district championship for the Blue Jays. You guys started off with a hot hand. First play of the game, Weston, you found Jack's 65-yard touchdown. You guys started off 8-0 right away. What was that like on that play call?
We watch film. We know their backers are really aggressive, and then we got a great player in Brock Holmes. We know everyone's keen on him. They're trying to stop the run as best they can, so we thought if we had a little play action and drew up a little route for Jack, he'd be wide open, and he was, and the rest was all him.
Brief snap, Jack. What did you think? You knew he had one-on-one coverage. You made your break. What was the mindset?
I was excited. I knew we'd try to fake him deep and then cut across the middle. It was wide open, so that was nice to see.
They kind of mentioned Brock Holmes in the run game there, Weston. They kind of balled him up all night. You guys kind of got a little bit more runners in the game as well, but kind of talk about your run game all night, staying persistent.
Yeah, my coach finally gave me the green light to run the ball whenever, so, and then we knew, like, again, they were going to try and take away Brock. They did a little bit, so my time was to run, and yep, there it was.
Jack, we're adding you to the run game as well. You started that off in the first half. Talk about how that process has been.
It's been good. We just started installing that in the past couple weeks, and we're pretty excited about it.
Jack, we'll stick with you as well because you made the first big defensive play of the game. You forced the first turnover, getting that interception. What was it like? What did you read on that, and what was it like coming down with it?
We knew McGinnis is a good deep ball thrower, so I just slowly turned his hips, and I went and read the ball. Interceptions are my thing.
Nahoe Valley never really went away. You guys didn't run away with it. So what was the hard-fought second half like, Weston? It was three possessions each, three scores each in the second half.
Yeah, we made a couple mental mistakes that we got to get better if we want to keep moving on. But, yeah, they did a great job. They're a great team. But, I don't know, we just kept going, and we didn't really let off the gas.
You guys did prevail, didn't let off the gas. So, Jack, you guys are now back-to-back district champs. What's that mean to just hear that sentence so fresh after the game?
Oh, it's great, but we got to keep going. Last year, we lost in the game after that, so we got to get over that hump.
All right, Weston, this is your first year quarterback at that. What are you going to have to prep for this week to, you know, ensure you guys keep moving on?
We just got to keep doing our thing, man. Our best is good enough. Our coach, Revan Heron, he's been saying that all year. Our best is good enough, so we just got to do our thing, and we'll be moving on.
Best was good enough tonight, 58-40, Rockport, back-to-back district championships, win over Nahoe Valley. Weston Amthor, Jack Meyercord, congratulations on the win. Good luck the rest of the way.
Thank you.
Head coach Dalton Jones, Rockport Blue Jays, 58-40, back-to-back district championships here for the Blue Jays. You guys win over Nahoe Valley back-to-back years, coach. Start off the very first play of the game. You guys came out with a nifty play-action pass to Jack Meyercord. All eyes on Brock Holmes. Meyercord, 65-yard touchdown pass. Pre-snap, post-snap, what were your thoughts?
Well, number one, I hope we had the protection. That was the main thing, and I hope we sold it. And then I was hoping Weston would throw a good ball because I knew he'd be open, and he was. So he threw a good ball, and it just worked out, and that was just set the tone for the whole game. So I was super stoked. And that's how we started out. We came out firing. Came out a little sluggish on defense. We had to make some adjustments, but we got it figured out, and got another win. So it's great.
You kind of mentioned Weston Amthor, so we'll just go right to him right away. First-year starting quarterback, played pretty well, played through a lot of good balls tonight. So talk about him getting his district championship win under his belt.
Oh, he's been, you know, people have been questioning whether he can throw or not because we've been riding Brock so much. And, well, I mean, obviously, I mean, Brock can run the ball really, really well. But Weston can throw when he needs to, and he really commands our offense and really wants to do a lot of stuff. Some stuff he does makes me want to pull my head out or hair out. But he pulled the ball a couple times and showed he can run a little bit tonight, which scares me, but it was good. It was a good thing. So I was super proud of him. He did a really good job.
You guys just kept extending that lead in the first half. And we were saying before we hit record here is you guys score so many times on the 70, 60, 50-yard play. Tonight, you stayed methodical with it. You didn't end possessions with zero points. You still capped off with touchdowns. So what was it like seeing your team be able to move it like that?
Oh, it was just, I mean, that's what I knew we had. I knew we could do it. It's just been a minute since we've had to do it. So I was super glad to see us just keep pounding the rock and stay patient. That was our big thing all week, is we just talked about being patient. You know, if we were going to get our plays, things were going to break, but we just had to wait, and we had to be more and more patient. So we drew some stuff up on the sideline, and then our guys started figuring it out. So they were good. I was super proud of them to see our poise and our discipline there. We were a little undisciplined in some areas, but in that area, I thought we were really good.
So you had to work harder for it, and that's just how it goes here. Is we're going to get later in the postseason. You guys move on to the quarterfinals. What's it going to be like to have to, you know, keep the focus and knowing that it's going to keep getting harder and harder? We're not going to always score on those 70-yard runs.
Well, I mean, I think it just goes down to patience again. You know, we've been here before. We won this last year, and we were in the same spot, and we had that heartbreaker. So, I mean, that's motivation enough for us just to want to be patient, stick to who we are. You know, don't let them dictate, you know, what we can and can't do. Just have fun. I mean, you know, it's fun winning games like this, and it's fun taking it one week at a time. It's just another opportunity for us to get better. But yeah, I think the big key is just going to be patience.
So sticking to tonight's win, your seniors were 5 years old the last time that last year when Rockport won their first one since 2012. Now they can say they won back-to-back. So what do you think it means for your seniors to say that they were part of the back-to-back district champs?
Oh, it means the world. I mean, it's just so good for our town. It's so good for our school. These guys have put in so much work, and they've been through a lot. To see them prosper like this is what I knew they could do when they were in junior high. Those seniors and the juniors were my first group that I ever taught. And so watching them grow up has been something special, and they mean a lot to me in that regard. And seeing them do this is just great for the town, great for the community. Hats off to them. They've worked really hard for this, and we get to keep going, and that's the main thing. So hopefully we get to keep riding this out a little bit longer.
Talent's there, hunger's there. What makes you guys so poised to make a deep run here in the postseason?
I think they're really good friends. You know, they like to pick on each other. They like to compete in practice. They like to compete in everything they do. This is a really fun group. They're really close. They get mad at each other, but that's okay. We can get mad at each other and still be professional and still have the same goals. So they're just a fun group to have, and I think that's what it is our brotherhood, our mindsets, and our patience. So I really love this group.
Back-to-back district championship for Rockport, winning 58-40 over Nottoway Valley, advancing on to the Class 8-man quarterfinals. Coach Dalton Jones, congratulations. Good luck the rest of the way.
Hey, thank you. Appreciate it.